Good morning, May 22nd, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing includes a new naloxone newsstand launch in Chicago and a veto in Virginia that blocks what Filter describes as a rushed retail cannabis market rollout. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news coverage, Philly Voice reports that Philadelphia may crack down on smoke shops that sell kratom and hemp products. The outlet also notes that some critics say the proposal lacks thought. In Minneapolis, MinPost's Documenters report says Hennepin County is reporting success with a new opioid response. That is one to watch for local implementation details if county officials release more specifics. Elsewhere, Filter reports that Virginia Governor Spanberger has vetoed what the outlet calls a rushed launch of a retail cannabis market. On a different front, Talking Drugs looks at 5 years of national drug checking in New Zealand under the headline, Everybody Working Together. And Drogue Reporter highlights key presentations from the European Forum of National Psychedelic Societies. In the Social Pulse, one innovation-focused post on Blue Sky from Vince Black points to fentanyl test strips, sterile injection equipment, low-barrier medications for opioid dependence, and overdose prevention sites, with the message that harm reduction saves lives. A related local access example comes from New Orleans. A Reddit post sharing Verite News reports on a vending machine at the New Orleans Healing Center that provides free birth control, condoms, Plan B, and fentanyl-related supplies. Together, those posts reflect how harm reduction messaging is often tied to low barrier access in everyday settings. There was also an opposition message on X from Summers Psych criticizing Safe Supply, the Drug User Liberation Front, and drug consumption sites in British Columbia. In this briefing, that stands as an example of opposition messaging around harm reduction rather than a reported policy update. Turning to city action, the Chicago Department of Public Health announced on May 21st that it is launching new naloxone newsstands in partnership with the 26th and 33rd wards. That is a concrete city-level access move, and the ward partnerships may matter for where distribution expands next. In research, one study titled Toward Proactive Overdose Prevention Through Spatiotemporal Cluster Prediction points to overdose prevention through prediction of place and time clusters. Another paper, Community Consultation and Indigenous Practices to Inform Harm Reduction Education, focuses on how community consultation and indigenous practices can shape harm reduction education. And a nationwide cohort study in pre-hospital emergency care examines pre-hospital outcomes associated with an initial EMS strategy of intranasal versus intramuscular naloxone administration. For EMS and public health readers, that comparison could be especially useful where naloxone protocols are under review. On the policy front, in Seattle, Council Bill 121195 adopts interim provisions to expand the capacity of transitional encampments. The item is presented as a city ordinance measure. A few funding opportunities are also current. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, through NCIPC, has a Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, opportunity with a deadline of June 8, 2026. That deadline is coming up soon. SAMHSA has a Provider's Clinical Support System, Substance Use Disorder Treatment Opportunity, with a deadline of June 15, 2026. And the National Institutes of Health has a funding opportunity to establish a Center for the Advancement of Substance Use Disorder Pharmacotherapeutics through Training and Preclinical Support, with a deadline of September 30, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in advocacy, The National Alliance to End Homelessness is urging people to contact Congress to protect and expand critical HUD homelessness programs. The group is also calling on Congress over fiscal year 2025 homelessness funding delays. Those advocacy asks are worth keeping in mind if your work depends on homelessness program funding timelines. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.